Dan Bongino.
All right, without further ado, let me get to a snippet of my interview with President Donald J. Trump. It is, of course, always an honor to have him on the show. The full interview is now available everywhere. It was available exclusively on my Rumble account, rumble.com/Bongino last night. It's now available everywhere. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the interview you've been waiting for, President Donald J. Trump. All right, absolutely honored to welcome back to the show for the third time, President Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, what an honor. Thank you for returning to the show. We deeply appreciate it.
Well, I'm proud of your show. You're doing best. One of the best. One of the best.
And thank you.
Come a long way. You did a good job at Secret Service, but you come a long way.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it was weird when you were kind enough to have me in the Oval Office. I told you, you know, I used to sit outside that door and protect other presidents, and now I'm in here talking to you. So it was a great honor. I appreciate it. Mr. President,
well,
I want to...
You're going in the right direction. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I'm getting a little concerned. I have to be candid with you. I'm seeing all these reports from these leftist, anti-Trump, never-Trump, lunatic groups talking about things like post-election chaos. One of them, this Transition Integrity Project, talking about a street fight, not a legal one. By the way, that's a quote from them after the election. Are you concerned about this? I know a lot of my listeners are, and I am. I've been covering it for the last few days. The Democrats will not accept the results of this election if you happen to get reelected and pull this out?
Well, they never accepted the results of the last election, Dan. And, you know, if you remember that famous question where Hillary asked me, Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary, and she is crooked, where she asked me the question about would you accept the results? And I, you know, I always tell, I didn't give exactly a perfect answer. I sort of, you know, I shrugged my shoulder. I knew what I was dealing with. But it ended up that she didn't accept the results. And actually, she did. She got beaten soundly. You know, it's 306 to 223. That's a lot. She lost a lot. And she lost states that were never, I mean, that haven't been lost in decades. But frankly, such a different candidate from Joe. You have a smart one and a dummy. Such a different candidate, but you know, I think he's a little more popular. I don't know why, because you know, I don't understand actually why. But so I think they're going to do something, Dan. Something's going to happen. But you know what they're doing? They're trying to screw it all up with the ballots. So they have, I guess I've heard numbers from 50 to 80 million unsolicited ballots. That's unsolicited. People aren't asking for them, and they get socked with a ballot. And we're suing in a lot of courts and doing not badly. You saw we had a, you know, unrelated. We had some pretty good things happen yesterday and a couple of days ago. We had Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania unlocked because they had a shutdown. The governor has it totally shut down, primarily so that we can look as bad as possible for the election. But the numbers are fantastic. No, I see something, Dan, and I see it having to do with the ballots. Even these little elections are all screwed up. You look at Carolyn Maloney in New York, a small congressional vote, and they're way off, way off. They have no idea what they're doing. They should have never declared her a winner because the other guy could have won very easily. They had so many missing ballots and fraudulent ballots. So I think that's the route they're going. They're going to try and mess it up. We have way greater enthusiasm. We have a great ground game. I mean, you saw the people that showed
packed.
Up. We went to Wisconsin, and it was incredible. The enthusiasm level is even more than it was 4 years ago, Dan. You probably see that.
Mr. President, just switching gears a minute here. The Mueller probe, which was investigating fake collusion, a scam.
Totally fake.
Totally made up, fabricated. I've been on this for 3 years. It really ticks me off, as you know. So we just found out that the corrupt Mueller team, when asked for the information on their phones, that they wiped out their phones. And not only that, Mr. President, they put the phones in airplane mode first so they couldn't be remotely accessed, just to be sure nobody saw what they were talking about over their phones. Now, when you combine that with the fact that we now know for a fact the Mueller team, the minute they started, knew collusion was a hoax because they interviewed Steele sources who basically said it was a hoax. How does that make you feel that they put you through hell? Yeah,
they knew it
right away.
The first few days, it went on for 2 years.
How does that make you feel with the phones being wiped out?
I think it's terrible. I don't think the Hillary thing is finished either, by the way, where she deleted 33,000 emails. And, I mean, I just read an article. It looks like Bolton's got himself some big problems, too. He goes out. He was a lowlife. All he wanted to do is go to war with everybody. Total lowlife. And I knew what I was getting. I was getting a maniac. Actually, I used him. Anytime you brought him into a negotiation with another country, they got scared because it meant, you know, because he's crazy. And it meant you wanted to go to war. And that was okay. Never said anything. It'd sit in the corner. I hear he's in big trouble, too. Classified information. And just read the papers. You see it. I like to refer to the papers because I let Bill Barr handle stuff. And I don't get involved. I could get involved. I could absolutely get involved. And then someday I might. We'll see how it all comes out. Someday I might. But I don't get involved. I let Bill Barr and Justice handle everything. What they're doing to General Flynn is a disgrace. I mean, what General Flynn did, if you think about it, he didn't lie at all. The FBI lied. They lied. They set him up. And
that's right.
That he has to go through this is incredible. But what really is bad is when you look at Weissman and all these people, and look at what we found already with the insurance policy with Strzok and his lover, Lisa Page, right? That insurance policy was, to me, so devastating that that's okay. She's going to win. But in case she doesn't, we have an insurance policy. That only means one thing. It means exactly what we went through. And before the election and after, substantially before the election and after. And I would say after is even worse, right? Because, you know, after I won the election and now they're still, they can't even talk about campaigning or anything. And this had nothing to do with campaigning. These people are stone cold crooked. These were bad apples. These were sick degenerates. And now what they've done is they got caught with big stuff. Don't forget, they put people in jail and they prosecuted people for telling a lie. And in many cases, it's like something that took place a long time ago. I mean, do you remember what you said on your cell phone or a tweet 3 years ago, Dan? You know, and they said,
I don't remember what I said last night.
Yeah, how about like tomorrow? Right. But he said something different than he did on a tweet 3.5 years ago. Right. We should immediately prosecute. Here are people that took evidence, tremendous amounts. Can you imagine what they were saying? You know, we have great tweets, but can you imagine the ones that were erased were even more so? What they were saying is incredible. Now, we don't know that we're ever going to get the tweets. Like in Hillary's case, she got a subpoena from the United States Congress. You can't do better than that, right? She said, screw you. We're going to delete it. We're deleting everything. After she got the tweet, her lawyer did it too. Her lawyer should go to jail, and she should go to jail. Now, let's see what happens. But I bring it up all the time. I say, forget about the emails. Forget about the finding them. I think they're in the State Department. I'm disappointed that the State Department hasn't produced them, if you want to know the truth. But I think they're in the State Department. And I think Christopher Wray could produce them also very easily. But he's chosen not to look too hard, I guess. But I think the FBI has them. And I think, and by the way, we have somebody fantastic in John Ratcliffe. He's doing a fantastic job. Rick Grinnell was a superstar.
Oh,
Rick
Grinnell's
was
terrific
incredible.
Too. Yeah, yeah. Christopher Wray's been a huge disappointment. I'm not a big fan of Christopher Wray at all. We'll have more with my exclusive interview with the President of the United States right after this.
The Dan Bongino Show.